SRN News, I'm John Scott. Leaders of the G20 group of the world's most powerful countries arriving for their summit, which is being held this year in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. From the summit side, BBC correspondent James Landau reports the war in Ukraine and the prospect of Donald Trump's return to the White House are dominating the gathering.
Donald Trump may not be here in Brazil, but he wants the war in Ukraine to end soon, and his presence hangs heavy over the summit as the world prepares for his presidency. President Lula of Brazil wants his summit to discuss global poverty, climate finance, and reform of international institutions. But once again, the focus will be on Ukraine, the Middle East, and yes, Donald Trump.
President Biden attending the G20 summit after a stop in Lima for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum and a visit to Manaus, a city in Brazil's Amazon rainforest. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump has named the senior Republican on the Federal Communications Commission as the new chairman of the agency. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Brendan Carr to head the Federal Communications Commission. Carr is the senior Republican of the agency and has been confirmed by the Senate three times. He was nominated by both Trump and Joe Biden to the commission. The FCC is an independent agency overseen by Congress. Trump has suggested that he wants to bring the FCC under tighter White House control. I'm Donna Warder.
Suspected attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels have targeted a commercial ship traveling through the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. No damage or injuries reported. The ship's captain saw a missile splashing in close proximity to the vessel twice, once in the Red Sea and in the Gulf of Aden. The Dow ahead 20 points, the NASDAQ up 126. This is SRN News. Wanted posters have been plastered all over one U.S. school.
They bear the images of Jewish faculty members at the University of Rochester and accuse them of, quote, having ties to Israel and other things. Pro-Palestinian groups are suspected of placing the posters, and school officials are denouncing the action. University President Sarah Mangelsdorf says, quote, this act is disturbing, divisive, and intimidating and runs counter to our values as a university. We condemn this act and we consider it to be anti-Semitic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President-elect Trump says he will use federal funding as a means of purging America's schools of wokeness. On the campaign trail, the president vowed to keep boys out of girls' sports and end classroom lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation. Mr. Trump's education plan pledges to cut federal dollars to schools who defy him on these issues. This is SRN News. Two shootings disrupted a neighborhood celebration in New Orleans, leaving two people dead and 10 wounded.
Officers located eight victims with gunshot wounds who were transported to a local hospital. A ninth victim arrived via private vehicle. Less than an hour later, nine blocks north on Almonaster Avenue, there was more gunfire and officers located two victims. EMS pronounced one victim deceased at the scene and the second victim was pronounced at a local hospital. A third victim is listed in stable condition. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick said detectives didn't immediately know if the incidents were related. Investigators are asking for anyone with information to contact the homicide department. I'm Jennifer King.
Spirit Airlines filing for bankruptcy protection and will attempt to reboot as it struggles to recover from the pandemic-caused swoon in travel. Spirit is the biggest U.S. budget airline. It's lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.